Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. More political intrigue is coming from Florida. Last week, the Axios news site reported that Orlando area Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy has decided to enter the statewide Democratic primary to challenge Senator Marco Rubio, while Orlando Congresswoman Val Demings would run for governor. Ms. Murphy's spokesman quickly denied that the Congresswoman had made any final decision about her 2022 political plans, and now it looks as if Representative Demings will be the one to challenge Senator Rubio. Redistricting could be the main driver behind the course change, though the Senate bid for Demings, instead of battling Congressman and former Governor Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried for the gubernatorial nomination, and then facing popular Governor Ron DeSantis in a short general election cycle, does make more sense. Without both Representatives Murphy and Demings to help lobby for more Democratic congressional boundaries, Republicans, who are in control of the decennial redistricting process, would have a much easier time making the Orlando metropolitan area more GOP-friendly. In the end, we will likely see Ms. Demings run for the Senate, despite being an underdog to Senator Rubio, and Representative Murphy seek re-election. Thus, more examples of the game within the political game. Detroit Police Chief James Craig announced that he is retiring from his position on June 1st, but there is much more to the story. This looks to be a first move prior to announcing that he will challenge Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer next year in what could become a national campaign. Chief Craig, an African-American Republican, is a trusted figure in Detroit, which should help him perform better than a typical Republican within the city precincts. This could make the difference in a close statewide race. A May poll from the Target Insight polling firm tested the Michigan electorate and found Governor Whitmer leading Chief Craig with a small 48-42% margin at this early juncture. In New York, Andrew Giuliani, son of former NYC Mayor Rudy Giuliani and a former staff member in the Trump White House, announced that he is entering the 2022 governor's race. The contest becomes competitive if Governor Andrew Cuomo survives his impeachment attack, decides to run for re-election, and wins the Democratic primary. Even if all of this occurs, Mr. Giuliani will have a tough time defeating Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin for the Republican nomination. Mr. Zeldin has already won the official party endorsement well over a year before the primary. Also joining the race during the week is former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, who was the GOP gubernatorial nominee in 2014 when he absorbed a double-digit loss to Governor Cuomo. In the upcoming open New York City mayor's race, a Change Research poll projects for the first time that Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has taken the lead over former presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Voters will rank their 13 choices among the candidates for the June 22nd city primary. Counting will continue until someone claims a majority. After 10 rounds of hypothetical voting, Change Research found Mr. Adams finally prevailing. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.